Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Temple student has been suspended, and two waitresses at Barstool on Sansom Street were fired in connection with an anti-Semitic sign that was made and displayed at a bar over the weekend. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the latest on the controversy from Center City.
Video widely shared on social media shows a waitress here at Barstool holding up the profane anti-Semitic sign on Saturday. Barstool then explained in a statement on Instagram that a customer ordered bottle service and made the request, and employees complied even though doing so was against policy. The business said it was, quote, sad and embarrassed and frustrated by the deplorable actions of a customer and misguided staff. Nia Clark was here when it happened and talked to NBC 10 about the shocking display.
No one noticed at first, and then it was just like, when the DJ's playing the music or whatever, it was just like everything felt so tense at the time.
Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy released two videos in response. The first was peppered with expletives. A calmer Portnoy in the second said one waitress made the sign without asking a manager first. And Portnoy says he spoke to the customers and they all agreed that he would pay for them to go to Auschwitz to tour concentration camps and learn about the Holocaust. Temple president John Fry in a statement says at least one student was identified and suspended, and if any other students are identified as participants, then they too will face disciplinary action. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After telling the judge they were hung on some charges, the jury is getting instructions to keep deliberating today in the trial of Maurice Hill, the man accused of shooting six Philadelphia police officers in 2019. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson reports.
After telling Judge Diana Anhalt on Friday they had verdicts on some of the charges but were hung on others, the judge will basically tell jurors to go back and try again. Maurice Hill is charged with dozens of offenses connected to the shooting of six police officers on August 14th of 2019. They include attempted murder, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment. The trial lasted 8 days with testimony from each one of the officers who were injured that day, a DNA expert, crime scene investigators, and Hill himself telling jurors he acted in self-defense. The jury did tell the judge they were hung on charges connected to self-defense. Hill said he saw shadows only in that home and believed that they were intruders, and that's why he began to fire. Prosecutors called Hill the muscle of the drug operation on 15th Street near Erie. They say police pulled out bags of marijuana, a scale, and several guns from the home, all used in the shooting, including an AR-15. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A growing number of us are using buy now, pay later programs to pay for necessities like grocery items, and we're falling behind on those payments. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Companies like Klarna and Afterpay offer to split many online purchases so buyers can spread the cost over time.
Think about the total cost of ownership, not just those biweekly or monthly installments.
Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst with Bankrate and found nearly half of buy now, pay later users experienced a problem like overspending or regretting a purchase.
It's kind of like that whole infomercial thing about, oh, four easy payments of $19.99 and it could be yours. Sometimes you're browsing on your phone and you're on some e-commerce site and it's like, hey, do you want to split this into installments?
Rossman says buy now, pay later plans are useful for making large purchases, but a growing number of people are using it to pay for groceries, according to a recent LendingTree survey.
You know, if you're financing groceries over a period of time and you're going to need more before that plan is even paid off, you're kind of stacking debt on top of debt, and that could be worrisome.
Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Gaudreau family is holding a 5K at the end of the month to honor the lives of Johnny and Matthew after the brothers' tragic deaths last August. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us while registration for the race is full, there are still ways to participate and contribute.
They were very athletic, very fun, always wanted to do things for other people, and they loved children.
John and Maddie Gaudreau's mother, Jane, says those qualities are what made the Gaudreau Family 5K and Family Fun Day the ideal way to honor the late brothers' legacies. The proceeds go toward a playground at Archbishop Damiano, a school in Gloucester County for children with disabilities with which the Gaudreaus have been involved for generations. Jane and her eldest daughter worked there, and John and Maddie volunteered there back when they were at Gloucester Catholic.
It would be a way to honor the boys. They would be so happy that we were doing something like this and so proud of us. It would also give back in such a way that is so important to all of us.
All the spots for the May 31st 5K quickly filled up, but you can still participate in the Family Fun Day, the kids' one-mile dash, or a virtual 5K from a different location. Sign-ups are on the Gaudreau Family 5K website, where merchandise and silent auction proceeds also go toward the playground. Jane Gaudreau says planning saying the event has helped the family through the grieving process.
This was such a good way to channel our grief by keeping busy and trying to do whatever we could to help others.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.